peaceful transition to what we can happen today. And I want to be real clear with everybody. The court entered affirmative evidence and the court entered a judgment. Okay? And thereafter, there were post-trial motions that challenged the court's ruling. So I understand, you know, there was disagreement about the court's judgment. But we did not have to do that. Someone's been on this point. That's why Price and Mark, as you would know, try to resolve cases. So the real deal is when we're here, we're not in a position. At this point in time, the only motions before the court that I can move on are the motions of that time, okay? And I want to be very clear with you. Yes, I have to enforce the law, and the law is requiring me to turn you over to dad based on the court's judgment. Now, what I can do today, and I want to do it, is I can proceed on the criminal contempt case against Ms. Pryor. As a result of Ms. Pryor having time next door at jail, I don't want to do that, okay? What I want to do today is for there to be a peaceful transition to dad. Mom can file everything she's got, and the court will make time for everything she's got. Like I always have. She wanted a hearing last week, I gave her a conference. Court treats everybody fairly. But in front of the court today, the only thing I can do is require you today to go with your dad, right? And say you don't want to.
Why are you going to?
Because that is the court's judgment, and the court's judgment is going to be enforced until there's another motion or something else that the court will look if the court feels it should be going on the court now. All the court can do is look at what's in front of it and make rulings. I understand you're not happy with the court's judgment. I understand that. But it's nevertheless the court's judgment. I don't want to have to proceed on a criminal contempt case today. Ms. Pryor did what I asked her to do. She brought you here. I don't want to proceed on the fact that she missed last week and have a hearing on that and sent her to jail. That's not my hope. My hope is that there's a peaceful transition to dad and that Ms. Pryor gets to go home today with her friends and her family who support her. You go with dad and then we're going to talk about what happens with you after that. That's the transition. I don't want to look at her. I want to look at you, okay? I understand you're not happy about it, but that's the way this is going to go. Yeah, that's not my preference. That pulled this prior down last week. I don't want anyone in jail. I've not had to do it today. I've been on the bench for years. I've never had to put anyone in jail. But that would be my next move. And then you don't go home long. So we can make this easy and do this easy so we can do the hard way. That's what I told this prior last week. The easy way, we can do the hard way. That's your choice. And I don't want to have anyone in jail today for any crime. place to be people. And that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
It's another conference on these cases. There's a motion model. The cases may continue. I understand you all want to be back here. I get it. I understand you want to be back. I get it. But until we have another trial, the judgment stands as it is. You had a long time to be with your mom. It's December. So you had a chance to see her, hang out with her, stay with her. Now you got to go back with dad. So I'd like you to say goodbye to mom and dad. Done this before with mom. She did this too. We almost put her in jail, what, 12 months ago? Yeah. And I didn't want to do it then, and we reached a resolution then, because that's not my preference. But in about 5 minutes, we're going to proceed to a hearing, and your mom, the result is likely your mom's going to jail. She violated last week's order. I don't know.
But she is telling you to go.
I'm telling you the consequence.
Well, why is it me who is her?
Because she took other conduct that she didn't come to last week with you. She enrolled you in school against the court's order. She's done a lot of things in violation of this court's order. Admittedly, she's been very honest with the court about what she's done. And she can do what she wants to do. The result of her conduct in violation of the court order, however, is that she has to have consequences for her conduct. So she has free will, but her free will could end up her up in jail.
Yes, ma'am, I can call her back if you like.
Yeah, go ahead and call her back here. This is going to end with you meeting with dad. You can do it peaceably, like I would like you to, or you can do it. I understand that, but unfortunately, the first judgment has already been made. I'm enforcing the first judgment. And I'm not going to have any conversation with any of you. It's going to end up the same way. I'm just telling you the options. And when Ms. Breiner is taken to jail, you are not going to have a parent to go home with other than that. And that's not what the court wants to do. Trust me. The court does not want Ms. Breiner in jail. Well, I see the dad and his fire back in her house. I really, guys, it's illogical what's going on now.